Time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the government officials who shape our lives, who tackle vital problems like the country's transport policy and won't rest till they have us back on our feet again. At the General Assistance Department, that eager executive, Richard Lamb, prides himself on being thoroughly up to date. When a piece of modern equipment is installed, you may be sure that he has a hand in it.
Mildred, this address stamping machine, I've caught my hand in it.
Oh, you are careless, Mr. Lamb. Here. You've got an address written on your palm.
Oh, dear, so I have. Mrs. Felicity Philpott, 27 Avenue Road, West Ealing.
You'll have to spend hours scrubbing that off your end.
Waste of a morning. I could have been doing something useful, like sorting out my stamp collection.
You and your stamp collection.
I got a new one last week.
Really?
Look, a real beauty. A very rare do not bend from the Foreign Office.
You know, I never heard of anyone collecting rubber stamps before. What's so unusual about this one, anyway?
A misspelling. It actually says, do not bned. Just think, this stamp's been baffling postal workers for years, and now it's mine.
What happened to that nice big one that said fragile?
It broke.
Yeah, how about that special one you wanted from the Ministry of Housing? Permission refused.
Well, I wrote and asked them to let me have one.
What happened?
They said they hadn't got one. Sent my letter back stamped, permission refused.
Rotten lot.
Never mind, I've actually picked up a real collector's piece from the Board of Trade. There aren't many of these about, I can tell you.
What did he say?
Permission granted. Oh. There were just a few made before the war, I believe.
Morning to all. Morning, Mildred.
Morning, sir.
Afternoon, one.
Oh, it's satire now, is it? Yes, well, I suppose I am a little later than usual. Trouble at the railway station. I was engrossed in my newspaper, you see, and I got into the 8th carriage.
And that's why you're late?
Yes, the blessed train only had 7. I felt such a fool sitting there reading between the lines.
I see. Along with the rest of the sleepers, eh? Yes,
I can see it's going to be one of those days. What work have we got in?
We're helping out the Ministry of Defence. They've got a bit of a flap on.
Oh, why?
Something to do with those supply jobs we did for them.
What, do you mean the things for the Women's Royal Army Corps?
Yes, and for the paratroops.
Yes, well, what's the trouble?
The Women's Royal Army Corps received a consignment of white silk knickers.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that?
Well, they had stamped on the seats, count three and then pull ripcord. And the 1st Airborne Division got a lot of khaki flannel parachutes. The Ministry feel there's been a mix-up somewhere.
Yes, it is possible. Well, what's the new job?
We've got to check miscellaneous service expenditure. Here's the file.
Ah, well, best get on with it then. Let's see now. Item 1, 700 sporrans for the Seaforth Highlanders.
Ah, I'll enter that under catering.
Don't be silly, too. They don't eat them, they wear them. Yes, outside their kilts. It's a sort of a, well, a sort of a hairy handbag.
Oh. Item 2, a new office block for the camouflage squad.
A new office block for the camouflage squad?
Well, a replacement, actually. It seems they already have an office block, but they can't find it.
Item 3, one spare throttle flange for a Wellington bomber.
Item 4...
Just a moment, dude. Yeah? Just a moment. Wellington bombers haven't been in service for years. They were all scrapped, weren't they, after the war?
I say, that's odd. Who'd want a new throttle flange, then?
Yeah, it's very puzzling, isn't it? Well, there's just a reference number here. I think we'll go down to records and look this one up.
Here we are, records office.
Wonder where old Smilby is. He's supposed to be in charge, isn't he? Oh, well, now, what was that reference number again to?
735-291.
Ah, yes, 735-291.
No, it's not 735-2911. It's 735-291. If you see what I mean.
You look it up, too.
Start with this drawer here. What's it say on it?
ZZZ.
Oh, so that's where old Smilby spends the afternoons.
No.
Close it gently, too.
Yes.
Don't want to disturb anything. Try another drawer.
Righto, one. Here we are. 735/29, requisition for Wellington bomber throttle flange, ordered by Wing Commander Horn, McBoggin Hill Aerodrome.
McBoggin Hill? Well, that's in Scotland. Yes. Yes, there was an airfield there during the war. In fact, our department closed it down, as I recall.
That's right. It's all in this file, including our copy of the order we sent in 1945.
Well, wait a minute. Let me see. Yes, yes, it quite clearly tells them to demobilize all personnel.
It certainly does. It even says it backwards on the other side of the paper.
Huh? Ah, yes, well, someone must have put the carbon paper in the wrong way around, you see. And it... Oh, dear.
That means we sent them a blank sheet of paper.
Now, steady, too, steady.
Now they've asked for a throttle flange. They must be still there. It's all our fault. If anyone finds out... Oh, the mind boggles.
Yeah, well, it's no use boggling, too.
I have...
Oh, stop it. You're getting me all... Look, we've got to do something. Now, what beats me is why they've just stayed there and kept quiet.
20 years. Sir Gregory, a public inquiry.
It's very fishy, very fishy. If you ask me, there's something odd going on at McBoggin Hill Aerodrome.
Morning, Wing Commander. Squadron Leader Harris reporting for briefing, sir.
I'll come in, Harris. Mind your moustache on the door.
All McBoggin aircraft standing by on red alert, sir. Ready to scramble.
All right, now, orders for the day. At 0900 hours, you take off in the Lysander, climb to 5,000 feet, vector 10, straighten out on approach to target area, and then...
Yes, sir?
You release the long streamer that says McConaughey's pork sausages are the best.
Good chap. They've renewed their contract with us, then.
Yes, it'll be a good month for the Lysander. Crop spraying, trips around the lock. Oh, we could even do skywriting if it weren't for your spelling.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, sir.
For the last time we tried, you wrote Campbell's toothpaste for greener teeth. They were not pleased.
No, sir. Well, what's today's airline schedule?
Airline schedule. Well, have the Wellington fueled up for the usual tourist flight to the Hebrides at 1600 hours. And no more landings like yesterday, Harris.
Well, it was a 3-point landing, sir.
Yes, it was. Point one, you overshot the runway. Point two, you had your wheels up. Point three, you were upside down.
Yes, well, I got it right on the second run, though.
Yes.
The Wellington's handling well, sir, especially since we got that new throttle plan.
Yes, good. We took a bit of a risk there, you know.
You mean contacting Whitehall after all those years?
Well, if they twigged we were drawing full pay and running a nice little business, they could turn nasty.
Well, we've heard nothing from them since that blank sheet of paper in 45.
Yes. Our orders were so secret, even we weren't allowed to know them.
Apprentice, sir, if you hadn't thought of running our own airline, we'd have all gone bonkers.
Oh, well, you know, CEOs are expected to be brilliant. And we owe a lot to that first slogan you thought up. Canary Airways, fly with us and go cheap.
Morning, sir.
Corporal Flan, a repair job on the number one hangar. Stick it together, will you? My jacket keeps slipping off it.
Will do, sir.
Incidentally, Flower, when you took the windsock down to wash it, what did you hang in its place?
I'd rather not say, sir.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, take them down. There's a good girl. No, not those, no. The ones on the windsock. They're rather distracting, yes. Now, what about today's weather report?
Warm and cloudy, sir. Some showers.
Have you got the wind?
Well, just a touch, sir. It's the canteen breakfast.
Well, stand by at 1600 hours for air hostess duties. And do try and remember, you should give the passengers confidence.
Yes, you set a poor example, crouching by the emergency exit with a parachute.
Yes.
Have you no faith in my flying?
Well, not when you put the plane on automatic pilot and come back to chat with the passengers.
What's wrong with that?
We haven't got an automatic pilot.
I wedged the controls with a bit of chewing gum. Same thing. Yes, well, all right, Flower. Pop along to the Lysander, will you? I've got a little job and you can navigate.
Roger now, sir.
She's not ideal as an air hostess, is she?
Oh, no, sir. She can never remember which door in the plane is the toilet. We've nearly lost several passengers that way. And if we get noisy children, she tells them to go and play outside.
Well, now then, I think most of the Mukbogin staff have reported. Oh, no, there's one we haven't seen.
Good morning, sir. Was there something?
Ah, Costa. I was afraid you might be in bed with your twinges.
No, no, sir, no. Emily sent me some embrocation, and it's done wonders for me, kneecap.
Oh, good, sir.
Trouble is, me wrists ache from all the rubbing in. Killing me.
Well, I'll be off on the Lysander mission, sir.
There you go. And then I've got this streaming cold. Oh, absolute torture it is. You know, I must have gone through 10 boxes of paper doilies, honest.
Yes, all right, Costa. I don't want a blow-by-blow account. Just as long as you keep the planes in working order.
Working order, he says. 20 years I've been patching that old Wellington. Glue, sticky tape, bits of old motorbike, elastic from Emily's...
Costa, that'll do. Now, have you managed to trace that trouble in your undercarriage?
Yes, sir, it was just a boil, sir. It caused the tightening of the skin. That's why every time I sit down, my mouth flies open.
Yes, fine. That will be all, Costa.
Oh, if it wasn't for my cheerful maladjustment, I couldn't keep going. Mind you, I don't know why we do. Those ministry people will catch up with us one of these days. You mark my words, and I'll mark yours.
Oh, nonsense, Costa. Those ministry people, as you call them, have forgotten all about us.
Well, Mukbogin Hill next stop, too. Shouldn't be long before we know the whole story.
Do you think we're right to come and investigate ourselves?
Of course, too, of course. This way we've a better chance of hushing the whole thing up.
I do hate these long train journeys.
Stop breathing on the glass and drawing pictures with your finger.
Just passing the time.
Yes, but they're my spectacles. Never mind, we're coming into the station. Put that away and get your brolly down from the rack.
Well, here we are, one. Rather a desolate place.
Yes, certainly, isn't it? Oh, here comes the porter.
Can I close the carriage door, sir, and carry your luggage for you?
But the train's pulled out and we haven't got any luggage.
Aye, well, you'll no withhold a wee tip on account of 2 accidents of feet.
Yes, I will. Now, look here, my good fellow. We're from the ministry. You see? The ministry in London.
Aye.
Now, how do we get to Mukbogin Hill Aerodrome?
The ministry, huh? Mukbogin Hill Aerodrome. Aye. Well, as you can see, I'm racking my brain.
No, you're not. You're waving your hand under our noses.
Well, it's an old Scottish greeting, sir. According to age-old ritual, you drop a bawbee in it, and I remember the way to the aerodrome.
Oh, very well. Here you are.
I see. A sixpence, eh? You want to know the sixpenny way to the aerodrome? Well, outside the station, you turn sharp right, then you struggle through the bog and across the rough moorland.
Wait a minute. Here's half a crown.
Oh, yes, the half crown way. Outside the station, you turn sharp left, and there's a main road will take you straight there.
Hello? Wing Commander Horn? Oh, it's you, Angus. Not a lot of passengers on the way. What? Ministry officials just left the railway station. Oh, good Lord. Thank you, Angus. Goodbye.
Men from the ministry, eh? Oh, the game's up then. I told you, an ignoramus discharge. That's what we're going to get.
Oh, pull yourself together, Costa. Now, there's one way out of this.
Yes.
Draw a rifle from the stores.
We're going to shoot ourselves?
No. Plan A. We'll put Plan A into operation. Now, take down the Canary Airways signs and put these up.
Oh, Plan A?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. But mind you, it'll never work. They'd have to be idiots to fall for that.
Dear. 5 miles and uphill all the way. Yes. Well, it's lucky we were able to borrow this farm cart.
Lucky for you sitting up there. Not so lucky for me having to pull it.
Here we are. The aerodrome.
There's a chap at the main gate. He's pointing a rifle at us.
Halt! I'll wire fire! Again. Here, come out from under that cart and identify yourselves.
I'm General Assistance from Lamb Department.
And I'm Miss Brown, Lennox Senior.
Well, can you identify yourselves?
Of course. I know myself anywhere.
Well, this, I will tell you, is a top secret establishment and I shall need proof of your identifier before I shoot you.
We're from the ministry.
Here, just a minute. There's something a bit familiar about you.
Oh, I hope not. We try never to be familiar at the ministry.
I know that face. 20 years ago, RAF, name like Muckib or Murdrop or something. One or two very curious habits.
Certainly not. My name's Lamb. Look at this label on my jacket. Made specially for R. Lamb.
Ah, so you had the label specially made. Well, what does that prove? Just a minute. Let me see your hand.
What for?
Ha-ha. So you're Mrs. Felicity Philpott, 27 Avenue Road, West Leading, are you?
Of course she isn't. He isn't. Now, look here. What about this? There you are. Now, a letter addressed to me.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, well, there's no need to open it.
Oh, so you're Snookums, are you?
Well, it's my mother, you know. Yes, it's just a pet name for me. It's a Snookums, yes.
I never knew that one.
Oh, stay out of this, too.
Sorry, Snookums.
Now, look. Here's my passport. That should prove who I am.
Have a look. Derek Lennox Brown, age, yes. Hair, partly. Special peculiarity, strawberry birthmark on your... Yes?
Yes.
Well, let's see it. Come on, make certain.
Wait, what, here? In the open?
Well, you can rely on my edification.
Certainly not.
Oh, go on, man.
Out of the question. I'm not rolling up my sleeve for anybody.
Right? Right, well, I'm taking you two to the wing commander. Move yourselves, come on. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
There we are, then. I'm sorry about that, gentlemen. We can't be too careful, you know. This is a top-secret base. The key to Britain's whole defense system.
McBoggin Hill? Well, I mean, you've only got one old Wellington bomber.
Ah-ha! That's what we want them to think.
Them? Who?
Them.
Oh, them.
Exactly. Are you sure we haven't met before?
Oh, yes, positive.
Oh, pity if you were the chap I thought you were. I was going to ask for my plimsolls back.
Now, look, just what is going on here, please? I mean, top secret signs everywhere, an armed guard.
Project X-45. Need I say more?
Need you? Yes, I think you need. I've never heard of it.
Ah, well, now, have you got an A-1 security clearance?
Yes.
Oh. Have you got a B-2 security clearance?
No.
Ah, well, you won't have heard of it then. So if I were you, I'd go straight back to London and forget we exist.
Righto, shall we go by?
No, just a moment, just a moment. I'm not satisfied. Now, there are one or two little things that bother me. Why has your Wellington bomber got Canary Airlines painted on its side?
Camouflage?
Poppycock. I shall get on to London to check this ridiculous story.
No. I'll do it for you. This is a direct line to the Prime Minister. Hello, sir. Horn here. How's the little woman? Oh, good. I'm so glad. Now, I've got two ministry bods poking around, sir. Get rid of them. Oh, if you say so, sir. Yes.
Just a moment, please. Let me speak to him. Hello, sir.
At the third stroke, it will be 2:29 precisely.
That's not the Prime Minister. That's Tim.
Oh, I wondered why he kept telling me the time. I'll dial again.
Oh, no, you won't. Thank you. No, please. No, I'll dial this time. Yes, I'll get on to Pilkington at the Ministry of Defence. If you are an important base, he'll know all about it. Hello, Pilkington, Ministry of Defence.
Oh, Lennox Brown here. Look, what do you know about McBoggin Hill Aerodrome?
Why do you ask?
Well, they claim it's a top-secret base. I thought you ought to know if it was.
Yes, I ought, oughtn't I? Where did you say?
McBoggin Hill, Scotland. They said something about Project X-45. They've got a Wellington up here.
Let me ring you back, LB. I'll need to get a clearance on this. McBoggin Hill? Never heard of it. Miss Moneypenny, get me Jones of Intelligence.
Jones of Intelligence?
Pilkington here. It's about McBoggin Hill Aerodrome in Scotland. It's one of our top-secret establishments, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Yes.
Can you give me some details about it?
It's in Scotland, I believe.
Aren't they running Project X-45, something to do with Wellingtons?
Wellingtons? Some sort of new waterproofing process, you mean?
Is that what it is?
Well, look, old boy, I'd better bring you back. I'll need to get security clearance on this. X-45, I really should try and read some of the muck on this desk. Still, O'Reilly of Security will know.
Hello, Finnegan's Ballroom Dancing Academy.
Security. Look here, O'Reilly. This is Jones of Intelligence.
Now, how did you get our number?
It's in the trade directory, under spies.
Oh.
McBoggin Hill, our top secret security base. Are they running Project X-45 or not?
Well, what do you think?
Well, I've heard a buzz they are. Producing a new super gumboot or something.
I see. Well, let me get clearance on this. Then I can tell you all I know. Oh, she's sweet Fanny Adams. Who the devil would know about this sort of thing? Well, it must be somebody.
Hello, Pilkington, Ministry of Defence.
Oh, Royally, security. It's about our top secret base in Scotland.
Ah, McBoggin Hill. You know it, then.
What? Well, of course I do. Project X-45. A dramatic breakthrough in rubber footwear.
Yes, that's right. I didn't know you knew.
Oh, it's my job to know. Just making sure you knew. Good man.
Oh, thank you, Pilkington. Now you've told me what they're up to here, and I can act accordingly.
Sorry about the delay. It took me a while to get permission to tell you.
Yes, right. Well, thank you very much again. Goodbye. Well, Wing Commander, that settled it.
Yes, I was afraid it might.
Oh, Lord. What are you going to do now, sir?
What I must? Apologize. They've confirmed you're a top secret base.
Well, now you know I'd...
They have?
Yes. Oh, yes, of course. Mind you, they didn't tell me what project you're working on.
No, no, no. Well, they couldn't. I mean, it's a very hush-hush.
Yes. Still, I think we ought to have some idea of your activities, you know?
I know what they're up to, one.
You do?
Yeah. It's something to do with that old Wellington bomber out there, right?
Right, yes. It's got a lot of revolutionary new features, that plane. It's wings and so forth.
Oh?
Yes, and you'll notice we've abandoned the old-fashioned jet engine.
What are you using instead?
Ah, I'm glad you asked me that. A number of specially shaped strips of metal that rotate at enormous speeds. We call them propellers.
Sure. Is there any chance of us having a flight?
Oh, out of the question, I'm afraid.
Sir, Squadron Leader Harris is due back any minute, and he's got a streamer, sir.
A streamer,
remember?
A streamer?
Yes, a very nasty cold, sir, very nasty.
Ah.
Oh, good Lord, yes, we don't want you to catch that.
No, perhaps we should give them a flight, sir. We don't want anyone to catch it.
I'm not too happy about bringing him aboard the Wellington, Costa.
Had no choice, sir. If they see the Lysander coming back with McConaughey's pork sausages streaming from the tail.
Yes, quiet. You better go back and keep an eye on them in case they spot we've converted this aircraft for tourist flights.
I say, one, what funny seats this aircraft's got. Mine has Glasgow Parks and Gardens Department on it.
Yes, very odd. It's not often you find a rusty wrought iron bench in an airplane. Still, they're not all like that.
No, there's a wickerwork rocking chair, a maroon sofa, half a dozen deck chairs, and a poof.
Oh, I see you're admiring our scientifically designed seating, sir. All experimental, of course.
Well, experimental or not, things don't look very safe to me.
Oh, we're very concerned with safety, sir, very.
Yes, I noticed this little box. In case of fire, break glass and pull red handle.
Yes, and what does that do?
Oh, that works the pilot's ejector seat.
Well, there's another thing I've been wondering about, all these leaflets here under the seat.
Leaflets? They're messages. That's what they are, messages, and very highly confidential. I'll just take these and...
Just a moment, please. Mm-hmm. Just a moment. Can you explain this one? McConaughey's sausages make both ends meet.
Yes. Well, that one hasn't been decoded yet, sir.
What about this coloured brochure? Canary Airlines, let us take you under our wing. Proprietor Wing Commander Hall.
Oh, God. I knew you'd find out. I told the Wing Commander it was all his idea. He said we got to keep quiet and run the place as a commercial airline.
Eh?
All right, come along. We'll see about this.
Ah, gentlemen, everything all right?
The game's up, Wing Commander. Costa's told us all about it.
Oh, Hazzy, you're an idiot, Costa. Can't you do anything right?
My first little slip in 25 years.
Who took off in our Spitfire without opening the hangar doors?
Well, I can't think of everything.
And who lost our 10-ton bomb?
Well, everybody mislays things from time to time.
You mislaid a 10-ton bomb?
Yes, all right, too, all right. Now then, Wing Commander, I insist you land this aircraft immediately.
I'll lower the wheels, Mum.
No, that's not the undercarriage switch.
Good Lord, Costa, so that's where you left the bomb.
The bomb bay? You know, the one place I didn't think of looking.
We've dropped a bomb.
I'm awfully sorry, man. Good job we're over the sea.
Yes, on the other hand, you've just scored a direct hit on a ship.
And here is the news read by John Curl. The oil pollution threat to the Scottish coast is over. The wrecked oil tanker, which went aground early today, has been completely destroyed by a single bomb from a lone RAF plane. This unexpectedly prompt government action drew praise from the threatened Scottish resorts of Porridge Bay, Haggis-on-Sea, and Tartan Sands. It was a remarkable piece of precision bombing, said an eyewitness. The ship's crew had only just been taken off when the plane appeared and dropped the bomb. It modestly refused to answer radio signals, released a streamer saying, Baffy's beer is best, and flew in ever-diminishing circles until it disappeared up a cloud bank. Questioned in the House about his swift action, the Prime Minister said, What action? This crushing reply brought cheers and applause from government supporters.
And thereupon we closed down the camp and demobilized the remaining personnel as per our instructions in 1945. There we are, one. Our report on McBoggin Hill Airfield.
Very good, too. The Ministry of Defense see this, they'll want to know why we waited 23 years.
Yeah, it's all rush, rush, rush with their minute.
Yes, that'll be all, Mildred.
Righty-ho, sir.
Do you think I should add a bit about the oil tanker business?
No, too. Let sleeping dogs lie, please. You know what they're like. They'll probably deduct the cost of the bomb from our salaries.
Once they get this report, we'll be out of a job anyway.
Yes, like Wing Commander Hall and his friend Costa.
Do you suppose they've found anything yet?
Oh, hardly. Who's likely to employ a couple of out-of-touch rogues like them?
Excuse me, sir. The gentleman from the Ministry of Defense to pick up your report.
How do you do? I'm Horn, new liaison officer, Ministry of Defense, and this is my number two.
Entirely ossified to meet you, I'm sure.
Good Lord, you two.
But what happened to Pilkington?
Well, the poor fellow was suffering from delusions. He was going around muttering about secret bases that didn't exist.
Nuclear rubber gumboots?
But you mean they...
Yes, they promoted him, and I got his old job.
Oh, so we've got to hand this report to you.
That's right, and we'll put it somewhere safe. Any suggestions?
Come over here by the big open fire, and we'll discuss it.
What a scared idea.
Up in the air as the men from the Ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler, with their special guests Kenneth Horne and Sam Costa. Also featured were Norma Ronald, John Graham, Anthony Vickers, and Douglas Hankin. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.